You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My friends, I want you to understand something important today. You may feel like your life is at a standstill, like everything is just sitting still and nothing is changing. Maybe you've been praying and waiting for a breakthrough, and it feels like God has been silent. But let me tell you this. God has not forgotten about you. God has not left you behind. What you need to know is that God can move in your life suddenly. You can be in the same situation for a long time, and then, just like that, everything changes. I understand that right now, you may be tired. You may be looking around at your life and wondering, when will things finally turn around for me? When will God show up? But let me remind you, the God we serve is a God who can move quickly. He can shift things in your favor in the blink of an eye. It might feel like nothing is happening for a long time, but all it takes is one move from God, and everything changes. One moment, you're waiting, and the next moment, your situation is completely different. You see, God doesn't operate on our timeline. He doesn't follow our schedule. Sometimes he lets us wait because he's preparing something great. But when God decides to move, he moves suddenly. He's not slow. He's not delaying your blessings for no reason. God is always on time, and when he moves, it will happen quickly, and it will happen powerfully. Think about this. You've been carrying your burdens for so long, feeling like the weight is too much to bear. You've been dealing with the same struggles for what feels like forever. But I want you to know that God has been watching, and he's getting ready to move. And when he moves, it's going to feel like a flood of blessings, a rush of change. What you've been waiting for will happen all at once. The doors that have been closed for you will suddenly open. The opportunities that you thought you missed will suddenly reappear. The healing you've been praying for will suddenly come. I want you to hold on to this truth. God is faithful. He sees you. And he knows what you're going through, and his timing is perfect. You might be struggling to understand why you've had to wait so long, but when God moves, it will all make sense. You'll see that every moment of waiting was preparing you for something better. And I believe, with all my heart, that God is about to move in your life. And when he does, it's going to happen suddenly. Isaiah 60:22 tells us, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. That means that it's not a matter of if God will move in your life. It's a matter of when. And when that time comes, he will make it happen, suddenly, without warning, in ways you didn't expect. I want to encourage you today. Don't give up hope. Don't let the waiting make you think that God has forgotten about you. He hasn't. He's just getting ready to move in your situation suddenly. And when he moves, you will see his power, his love, and his goodness all over your life. Now, my friends, as we continue talking about how God is about to move suddenly in your situation, I want you to imagine what that moment will feel like. Imagine going to bed at night feeling stuck, but waking up the next morning to a completely different situation. Imagine the prayers you've prayed for so long being answered in an instant. That's what happens when God steps in suddenly. Things that seemed impossible will shift. Mountains that seemed too high to climb will be moved out of your way. Doors you thought were locked will swing wide open. Let me tell you this. When God moves, he doesn't do it halfway. He doesn't just give you a little bit of relief and then leave you struggling. No. When God moves, he brings full change, full transformation. He brings healing to every part of your life that's been hurting. He brings peace to every area of your heart that's been restless. He brings joy where there has been sorrow. Maybe you've been feeling like you're just trying to survive, trying to make it through another day. But when God moves, you won't just survive, you'll thrive. You'll rise above the struggles that have been holding you down for so long. You'll walk in a new level of freedom, a new level of blessing, a new level of purpose. That's what happens when God steps in suddenly. It's not just about getting through the storm. It's about stepping into a brand new season. I know some of you have been feeling like you're at the end of your rope. You're tired of waiting. You're tired of struggling. You've been carrying a heavy load for so long, and you're wondering, God, when will this end? I'm here to tell you that your breakthrough is closer than you think. God has seen your tears. He has heard your cries. He knows the weight you've been carrying, and he's about to lift that weight off your shoulders. But here's something I want you to remember. When God moves suddenly, it might not look the way you expect. Sometimes we have a pick.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Picture in our minds of how we think God should answer our prayers. But God's ways are higher than our ways. His plans are bigger than our plans. So when he moves, it might not look the way you thought it would, but it will be better. It will be greater. It will be exactly what you need. You see, God knows the perfect time to step into your situation. He knows exactly what needs to happen and when it needs to happen. And when he moves, everything will fall into place. The things you've been worrying about will start to make sense. The confusion will clear up, and you'll see God's hand at work in every part of your life. God's sudden move isn't just about changing your circumstances. It's about changing you. It's about growing your faith, teaching you to trust him more, and preparing you for what's next. And sometimes, God has to wait for the right moment to step in, because he's been working on you in the waiting. He's been building your strength. He's been deepening your trust. And when he moves, you'll be ready to step into the new things he has for you. Psalm 41, 2 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. That's what God is about to do for you. He's about to lift you out of the pit you've been in. He's about to set your feet on solid ground. He's about to give you a firm place to stand. And when he does, you'll see that every moment of waiting, every tear, every struggle was leading up to this moment. I know it's hard to wait. I know it's hard to keep believing when you don't see anything changing. But my friend's God is faithful. He always keeps his promises, and the promise I want you to hold on to today is that God is about to move in your life. And it's going to be sudden, it's going to be powerful, and it's going to bring change. The kind of change you've been praying for. Don't let the waiting make you lose hope. Don't let the struggles make you forget how powerful God is. Because in one moment, He can change everything. In one moment, He can turn your situation around. And I believe, with all my heart, that God is about to do that for you. So, get ready. Prepare your heart, because when God moves, it's going to be sudden, and it's going to be life-changing. Your breakthrough is coming, and it's coming fast. Trust that He's preparing everything you need, and when the time is right, He's going to step in, and you'll be amazed at how quickly things will change. My friends, I want to talk about what happens within you during the waiting. You see, while you're waiting for God to move suddenly in your situation, something powerful is happening in your heart and your spirit. God is growing you. He's maturing you. He's preparing you for the next chapter of your life. Sometimes we think the waiting is a punishment, but it's not. It's a time of growth. It's a time when God is stretching your faith. When you pray and don't see immediate results, that's when your faith is really tested. Do you still believe, even when nothing is happening? Do you still trust God, even when the answer seems delayed? That's what God is working on in you. Your ability to trust Him, even when things don't make sense. And let me tell you, the growth that happens in the waiting is crucial. Without it, you wouldn't be ready for the sudden blessing that God has planned. If He gave you everything you wanted right now, would you be prepared to handle it? Sometimes we think we're ready, but God knows better. He knows that there's still some work to do in us before He moves. He's refining your heart, teaching you patience, and showing you what it means to truly rely on Him. You know, in life, we can easily start to rely on our own strength. We think, if I just work harder, if I just do more, then things will change. But God doesn't want you to rely on yourself. He wants you to rely on Him. And the waiting period helps us realize that it's not by our strength, not by our power, but by His Spirit that things will change. During the waiting, God is removing your fear and doubt, and He's replacing them with trust. He's deepening your faith so that when the breakthrough comes, you will stand firm, knowing that it wasn't by your own doing, but by God's hand. Let me tell you, that moment when God moves will be even sweeter, because you'll see just how faithful He's been all along. It's in the waiting where God builds endurance, and that endurance will carry you through not just this situation, but every situation you face in life. Romans 5:3-4 says, "We also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope." That's what God is doing in you right now. He's developing your perseverance, shaping your character, and giving you hope. The waiting may feel long, but it's not wasted time. Every moment is part of God's plan to strengthen you, prepare you, and get you ready for what's to come. So, don't despise the waiting. Embrace it, knowing that God is working something amazing in your life. And when the time is right, when you're ready and the situation is ready, God will move suddenly, and you'll be standing strong, ready to receive all that He has for you. Now, my dear friends, as we move forward in this message, I want to remind you of something powerful. God is fighting for you. Even while you are waiting, even when it feels like nothing is happening, God is not just sitting back, watching you struggle. He's actively at work. He's fighting battles you can't even see. You see, Sometimes we feel alone in our struggles, like the weight of the world is on our shoulders. And we wonder, God, where are you? But I'm here to tell you, God hasn't left you. He's right there with you, fighting for you. You may not see it yet, but in the spiritual realm, there are battles being fought on your behalf. God is working behind the scenes, clearing obstacles, removing the barriers, and making a way for you. You don't have to fight these battles on your own. So many times, we try to carry the weight of the situation ourselves. We get tired, we get overwhelmed, and we start to feel like we have to figure everything out. But God is saying, "Let me handle this. Let me fight for you." In Exodus 14:14, it says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." That's a powerful truth, my friends. You don't need to struggle and strive. You don't need to figure out every detail. You need only to trust God and know that He's handling the battle for you. Maybe the problem you're facing right now feels too big, too heavy, too overwhelming, but the battle is not yours. It's God's. And let me tell you, He's never lost a battle. He knows exactly what to do, exactly how to move, and exactly when to act. While you're praying, while you're hoping, while you're waiting, God is fighting on your behalf. Think about this for a moment. While you're resting at night, God is still working. While you're going about your day feeling like nothing is changing, God is behind the scenes, making sure everything is lining up for your breakthrough. He's orchestrating every detail. He's protecting you from dangers you don't even know about. He's clearing paths that you can't yet see. The enemy wants to discourage you during this waiting season. He wants to fill your mind with doubt, with fear, and with worry. He wants you to believe that God has forgotten you. But that's a lie. He's fighting for you. And when God fights for you, victory is certain. The enemy can try to delay your blessing, but he can't stop it. He can try to discourage you, but he can't defeat God's plan for your life. Sometimes, the waiting is about God doing battle in the spiritual realm, clearing the way for your breakthrough. You might not see it with your physical eyes, but there's a war going on for your future, for your joy, for your peace. And God is on your side. He's fighting for you, and He will not stop until victory is yours. But here's something important to remember. While God is fighting for you, He's also asking you to trust Him. He's asking you to lay your worries at His feet and stop trying to fight the battle on your own. We often carry so much stress, so much anxiety, trying to control things we were never meant to control. God is saying to you right now, "Let it go. Give it to me. I'm stronger than you. I can handle this." When you surrender the battle to God, you are putting it in the hands of the one who can actually change things. You are letting go of the weight that's been dragging you down. And when you do that, you make room for God to move in a powerful way. You make room for Him to step in and show you His strength, His power, and His victory. Friends, you don't have to be afraid of the battle you're facing. You don't have to be afraid of the storm that's raging around you. God is fighting for you. He's standing between you and the enemy. He's making sure that no weapon formed against you will prosper. And when God fights, He always wins. Deuteronomy 24 says, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you, against your enemies to give you victory." That's a promise you can hold on to today. You are not alone in this fight. God is with you, and He's fighting for you. And because He's fighting for you, victory is on the way. So, as you wait, as you trust, as you pray, remember this: God is at work. He's fighting for you in ways you cannot even imagine. He's battling on your behalf, and He's already secured the victory. All you have to do is trust him. Keep your faith strong and know that the breakthrough is coming. Stay encouraged, my friends. The battle is not yours. It's God's, and he will win. Your breakthrough is closer than you think, because God is fighting for you, and he's about to move suddenly in your situation. My dear friends, as we come to the end of this message, let me leave you with this. Your breakthrough is coming. The doors that have been closed will suddenly open. The problems that seemed unsolvable will be solved. The burdens that have been weighing you down will be lifted. God is about to step into your situation and move suddenly, powerfully, and unexpectedly. So, hold on. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Keep trusting, keep praying, and keep believing, because God is about to do something amazing in your life. Victory is coming, and when it comes, you'll know that it was God's hand that brought you through. My friends, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of hope and encouragement that reminds us that even in the waiting, you are working. We place our faith in your perfect timing, believing that our breakthrough is on the way. Father, we lift up every burden we've been carrying, every financial struggle, every health issue, and every situation that feels too heavy for us to bear. We surrender it all to you, trusting that you are the God who fights our battles. We know you are fighting for us, even in ways we cannot see, and we believe you will bring victory. Lord, for those of us facing financial difficulties, we ask for your provision. We know that you are the God who supplies all our needs. Open the doors of opportunity, bless our efforts, and provide the resources we need to move forward. Help us to trust you with our finances, knowing that you care for us and will make a way, even when it seems impossible. For those of us in need of healing, we ask for your touch. You are the great healer, and there is nothing too hard for you. Heal us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Restore our bodies, mend our broken hearts, and give us strength where we feel weak. We believe that your power is at work in us, and we thank you in advance for the healing that is coming. And Father, for those who are waiting on a miracle, whether it's a relationship restored, a problem solved, or a dream fulfilled, we trust in your ability to do the impossible. You are the God of miracles, and nothing is too big for you. We ask for your sudden intervention, knowing that when you move, everything changes. Lord, we thank you for fighting for us. We thank you for the victory that is coming. Strengthen our hearts as we wait. Help us to trust in your plan, and fill us with peace, knowing that you are in control. We believe that you are about to move in our lives, bringing miracles, financial provision, and healing in ways we can't even imagine. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.